This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This is going to be a short podcast, but I've been doing a lot more thinking about how to stop school shootings. I know that most people want to stop them. You hear people screaming, do something, do something. Well, what's the solution? I think you have to look at the common factors that school shooters have. And I've been doing more research into the history of school shootings, and here it is. This is the combination. It's a recipe, okay? Number one, the kid is usually extremely bullied. So they hate their fellow classmates and they hate their school. And some of that hatred, by the way, may be, in a sense, a reaction to all of the extreme bullying that this person has been subjected to. I'm not excusing their behavior in any way whatsoever. I'm just saying this is a factor. They are usually bullied. And so bullying, which is very common, you know, in high schools and maybe middle schools, we need to take a very close look at bullying, because that's a contributing factor. Secondly, they are into killing animals, or they have pictures of gore, you know, like bloody animals or dead animals or so on, or they're into killing them themselves. Some of these kids are into torturing the neighbor's cat, let's say, or something along those lines. Now, this shows a lack of disregard, you know, or a complete disregard for empathy or respect for other living beings. And this is a key element, I believe, that allows this person to carry out a mass shooting. They're bullied, and then they don't have any empathy for other people, not even animals. And so, you know, from there, they're able to, I guess, commit a lot of violence. But, well, there are more factors. Let me get into those. Thirdly, a lot of these people are into weapons. And it's not just guns. Many of them are into guns and knives and swords and catapults. Crossbows. I guess like a mini portable catapult. They're into all kinds of weapon systems. They can include guns, but they're usually much broader than just guns. Now, if there's a kid who's interested in guns alone, but he doesn't torture animals, you know, there are a lot of ethical, honest young people who are into firearms, and they get safety training, and they may be, let's say, Boy Scouts, or their father might be a soldier, or even their mother might be a soldier, what have you. Their dad might be a police officer. There's nothing wrong with being interested in firearms if you're brought up in a household that teaches right versus wrong. So firearms, you know, this is not an anti-gun, you know, podcast here. I'm saying that interest in weapons is one of the factors that goes along with these other factors that we seem to see in common with mass shooters. Now, the other factor is psychiatric drugs. And psychiatric drugs have been linked to almost every school shooting. So think about it. You've got bullying. You've got torturing animals. You've got an interest in firearms and knives and weapons. And you've got psychiatric drugs. And it is these four factors. And there may be a fifth factor. You might say, you know, family problems, in and out of mental health facilities, let's say, social issues, family issues, and so on. But these four or maybe five factors, they seem to be the trigger factors that almost every school shooter that I can think of, you know, a young school shooter has these four or five factors in common. And thus, it would make sense for us to try to identify troubled teens who demonstrate these four or five factors and get them some help. And again, it's bullying. They're being bullied by their school or their classmates. It's torturing animals or having no empathy for animals or posting pictures of bloody animals for whatever reason. I don't know why they're into that. It's interest in weapons, and then it's psychiatric drugs. And you combine these four. And, you know, maybe they like to play violent video games too, or watch violent movies. I don't know. That might be another factor to consider. But it shouldn't be too difficult to come up with a scoring system or a grading system to evaluate young kids and look at these factors and identify high-risk kids that need to get some help. And then from there, you know, we can debate about, well, how do you help these kids? You know, what do you do? How do you keep weapons out of their hands without violating the Second Amendment rights of all the other Americans who are honest, law-abiding citizens, you see? You know, maybe a troubled kid like that gets a mental health review. I don't know. Maybe you don't allow those kids to buy weapons until they're 21 or 25 or whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying that there ought to be a way to identify these really troubled individuals and get them some help. I mean, you know, the guns are not the problem. The problem is that there's a murderous, a disconnected child here who wants to kill everybody. And they can do that with a car. They could do that with a bomb. They could do it with poison. You know, there's a thousand ways they can kill people. And they can find ways to get guns, even if you ban them from buying a gun. So the problem is, it starts with the, you know, the troubled kid. And that's what we need to address. But first you have to identify them. And that's why it's valuable to find out what they have in common. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.